You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
That you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places.
This side.
Jason. Good morning.
Woo! We're having a Holy Ghost party.
You know what? I think that's the new version of I have decided to follow Jesus.
Yes.
That's the current up-to-date version. And, you know, we have a host of young people who are hungry and thirsty for the Lord.
Yes.
And they want nothing less than the fullness of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, parts of that song says that I will follow Jesus anywhere he leads us.
Yes.
We will say yes with no apology.
Yes.
And we will go in his authority.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Woo.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Boy, fired up with that.
Yes.
So we just want to welcome you to Hidden Places. And I'm Karen Hubbard, your host. Here with Nanette Maldonado.
Good morning.
Look, Maldonado.
That's right. Yes.
Maldonado. I don't know why I always mess up her name.
That's okay.
Anyway.
That's okay. That's
and Deanne Diaz.
Yes, good morning.
Dee Dee.
That's it. I am Dee Dee.
And I'm NM, not M&M's.
NM. All right. Well, you know that that song, just about 5 minutes ago, I downloaded that to put into the system. And, you know, the Lord had given me a bit of a word this morning, so I'll read that in a second.
Yes.
But on my way in, I was like, I feel like we're supposed to play a song. And I kind of had a couple of things running around in my mind. And but when I got here, I got busy doing something else. And then, lo and behold, at 10 minutes to 11, Deanne texted that particular song. And I was like, oh, well, that's exactly the right one.
Nonchalantly.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. How did that happen?
Holy Ghost.
That's right. And so today, I guess we'll be talking about evangelism and going out there and witnessing. And, all of what the Lord's doing. But so it's right in line with what the Lord gave me this morning. So I'm just going to put this out there because, well, you just see what applies to you. The Lord says, tell them, that's you, the listeners, tell them that I love them. Mm. Tell them to come home. Yes. Tell them that the time is short. Tell them that I have work for them to do. Tell them that their voice needs to be heard. No one else can do what he created you to do. Mm. Tell them, do not fear, for your God is with you. Tell them to keep looking up, not to escape, but to be strengthened until the end. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Yes.
And that song, you know, feels like a battle cry, song.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to be filled with all the fullness of God so that we can go out and do what he's called each and every one of us to do. And so we just encourage you, as we always do, to draw near to the Lord and find out what he has for you. Because this is, you know, we've been talking about having a time of rest. And there is rest, but you also got to get ready to go out again. And then you rest a bit, and then you go out. So this is the time of, we've rested, we've prepared, we've been shining our shoes and our belt buckles and our armor and everything.
Yes.
And then now it's time to step out and use those things and be bold for the Lord. You know, I'm really encouraged by these young evangelists that I see that are out on the streets witnessing. Yet, of course, they're taking a lot of abuse from demonic spirits and stuff, but that comes with the territory. But these young people are just fearless for the Lord and, you know, with a loving heart, how we all should be. We should have that loving heart towards the lost and towards those that spit in our face and say nasty things, but we need to just show them the love of Jesus. And I just think this younger generation, you know, they're more interested in, you know, being in the fullness of the Spirit and just being out there and doing the stuff.
Yes.
You know, they're not
They're not looking for the results. They're looking for doing what they are supposed to be doing. They might be planting, they might be watering, and or they might be getting the increase. So they're happy with whatever portion that they're given, because we know that the Lord determines, you know, when people come into the kingdom. And, you know, some of these young people are, you know, they're sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Not that other people haven't been, but it seems maybe in the past that we were just told, go out and witness and, you know, try to chalk up a couple of numbers, you know, just to get people to come to church. You know, I think the emphasis now is really to just plant the seeds. Be happy with planting the seeds that the Lord is telling you to plant. Mm. And then let the Lord take care of it. Let the Lord bring them in. And anyway, that's what I have. Whew, hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Whoa. As I was seeking the Lord this morning, I just kept getting praise is the answer. Praise is the way. Praise is the victory. And was looking up a couple different ones. Jehoshaphat, we know, this real quick, you know, he cried out to the Lord because of all the enemies that were coming against them. He heard they were on their way. Mm-hmm. And he's like, God, we have not strength enough to stand before this great army that's coming against us. And we do not know what we should do, but our eyes are on you. And like you said, Karen, the word came to Jehoshaphat through the young men. I just saw that through one of the young men. He said, do not fear nor be dismayed because of this great army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. That word came from a young man. Mm-hmm. Young people, we need you. And you older people, you need the young people.
Yes.
We need to be there for the young people. We are seasoned. We are seasoned and we are full, and it is time to pour our lives out in the name of Jesus. We don't need to criticize. We don't need to judge the way they talk, the way they dress, the way they look. It doesn't matter. God needs them in this end time army. They are hungry and they're looking to the world, but the world is empty. The world has nothing to give them. And we need to be just being the light, being the example to them. And then went on down. They, you know, he got the word and he sent the praisers out front. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And right in the face of the enemy, we can praise God right in the face of the enemy. Mm-hmm. Whatever you are facing in your marriage, with your children, with your finances, your job, whatever, your health. I've been battling in my health, and I know many of us have been battling in our health. And I just keep saying, no. Mm-hmm. No, I refuse and reject this in the name of Jesus. By his stripes, I'm healed. Mm-hmm. So we can praise God in the midst of our troubles. We can praise God in the midst of our circumstances. And we know that the praise not only brought the victory to them, but it also brought great reward. Mm-hmm. They went in and they reaped all of the spoils. Yeah. All of the spoils from all their enemies. They walked away. 3 days they were gathering up all of the spoils. That's how God rewards us for looking to him and trusting him and relying on him. He brings us rewards beyond our comprehension. And even Paul and Silas was the next example. And, you know, if we're in the midst of a problem, bring God into the problem. We don't have to try to run away from the problem. We can't ignore the facts of things that are going on in our lives. We need to invite God into it. We need to say, God, I need you. And what we do is repent. Mm-hmm. Repent. And that's what's been on my heart yesterday, today. Salvation.
Yes.
Salvation. Mm-hmm. Today is the day of salvation. It is time for repentance. Even us that have been saved for years, maybe you've got a little lukewarm. Maybe you've strayed a little bit away. Maybe you're like, oh, this is enough. What I'm doing is enough. No, it's not. Mm. Not in this time, not in this day. It is not enough. We need to repent and we need to say, God, take all of me. I want to be your vessel. I want to be your instrument. I want to be your hands, your feet, your heart to go and love and touch the people. God needs us. He needs us. He needs a willing vessel. When he was seeking one of the, before he was going to destroy something, I'm all over the place here. He's like, I'm looking for one. Is there one that will agree with me? Well, he wants to hear us say, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord, send me, send me. That should be the cry of our heart every minute before our feet hit the ground. Lord, here I am, send me. Show me who I can touch, love, minister to, be you, be Jesus to today. Anyway, Paul and Silas were in the prisons and they weren't complaining. They weren't saying, God, why? We're doing your work. Why are we here? No, they were praising the Lord. And as they praised the Lord, because they knew, they said, instead of complaining and questioning, they praised him. And God came right in. God came right in. And what happened? They didn't stop praising until the shackles broke. The chains were removed. The prison doors were open. And everybody was set free. And they knew that and then the jailer, of course, we know the jailer said, what's going on? Well, everybody got saved.
Yeah,
everybody got saved, and God gets all the glory because all we're doing is praising him and his he's invited into our praises. And I know it seems different, but it does tie into what you're saying. It ties in because it doesn't matter what's going on in our lives. It doesn't matter what we've done in the past. No shame, no regrets. Don't get stuck there. Look forward, look upward to Jesus. It's all paid in full. It's all under the blood. It is time to come back to Jesus, come to Jesus. It is time to say, here I am, Lord. I am surrendered. I want you. I want all of you. I want more of you. And praise God.
Hallelujah. Take a little breath there.
Take a breath.
So, but back in 2 Chronicles 20, where you were reading, it says, as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated.
Yes.
So, the praise is a weapon, and there's some great songs that are out nowadays having to do with praise. And, when you see a bunch of people hooping and hollering and jumping up and down, many people don't like that. Maybe the older people are like, well, they need to settle down. But that praise is ushering in the presence of God, and the blessings will come from that.
Yes.
As Trevor Banks always says, if praises go up, blessings come down.
And if we don't praise, the rocks will cry out.
Yes. Exactly. And even as you say that, I saw a little thing on Instagram the other day with the oh my gosh, I spend too much time on there. But this one was, and it was, I think the lady was, I think it was Spanish, either Spanish or Portuguese. But she was singing to, what are those, praying mantis? There was a green praying mantis, like right in front of her on the ground. And he was like up on the back legs and his arms were spread out wide. So she was singing some kind of, praise song. And they mentioned that even... everything will cry out and praise God.
Praise God.
So I just thought that was kind of a neat thing. But this is time to praise the Lord. It's always time to praise the Lord. And, it's the exact opposite of what we think we should do when we're in a time of trouble or a time of need. We want to kind of cower down and stay in whatever it is that we're experiencing, where the Lord is telling us to do the opposite. And it really does take faith to do it and practice. And, once you get in the habit of it, when you recognize when the enemy comes against you, it's just turn it around on him. He's defeated and it's just you just making that effort. Because a lot of times I'll go a couple of days and I'm like, really feeling down or whatever. And I'm like, what am I doing? And it's just because I did not turn away from it and turn to the Lord. So however that works for you. And, with all the craziness going on, it's crazy everywhere. Think about it. We're exposed to so much through social media, through the any kind of media that we get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about back in, when we were young, before we had cell phones and mm-hmm. many things like that. You know, we were oblivious to what was going on.
That's right.
Pretty much anywhere mm-hmm. until we heard it on the nightly news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I know in my upbringing, you know, we had a great family, great neighborhood, and you know, no, we were out till all hours of the night and never worried about anything. But now we're exposed to everything, like mm-hmm. within minutes of it happening. So I think what's happening is, you know, the enemy's using that to try to inflict terror
yes.
upon people. The enemy has taken advantage of social media and all of those platforms to, you know, because that's what the enemy does, tries to strike fear. You know, mm-hmm. that's what terrorism
yes.
is, you know, just trying to strike that fear so that it immobilizes you and paralyzes you so that you don't do anything. Mm-hmm. And I just think about these young people that they have grown up with their phones,
mm-hmm.
you know, from like 2 years old, you know, they're glued to the phones.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what they know.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that they, you know, and of course it's not everybody, but for the most part, so the kids are being influenced by, you know, only the Lord knows what they're seeing on there. Because you can, anything you need, you can find it on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty
mm-hmm.
scary. But anyway, we just got to put our minds to the Lord. Lift up our gaze mm-hmm. to Him.
Amen.
And keep our eyes upon Him so that He can bring us out. But I just feel this sense of, you know, getting behind
mm-hmm.
the younger people, or just getting behind people that are not even in the kingdom yet,
mm-hmm.
you know, to surround them like
yes.
as older believers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've grown, we've matured, and you know, it's maybe sometimes we think, oh, okay, well, I've arrived, I've gotten there, you know, and I've, you know, I've got like 20, 30 years left in life, so I'm just gonna kind of coast
mm-hmm.
with what I've already learned. But we've got to turn it around and turn mm-hmm. towards the young people so that, you know, we can strengthen them and help them and surround them. I see us, the older people, just surrounding
yes.
all these young ones. You know, where Jesus said, oh, Jerusalem, you know, how I have wanted to
gather you. Yeah.
To gather you.
Yes, yes.
You know, and we know that He refers to Israel and that, the nation of Israel, but mm. we've been grafted in. So every individual, you know, is part of that. And so the Lord desires for us to see
Amen.
And, you know, gather the young people and pour into them.
Amen. Amen.
Just, I don't know. I mean, you know, a few years ago I had I don't know if it was a vision or a dream, that I was standing in this, like a big auditorium. Well, it was actually not auditorium, it was outside, but it was as far as the eye could see, both to the left and to the right. And it was just rows and rows and rows of white-haired people that were in front of me.
Mm.
And then up ahead were the young people, and the young people were facing the older people.
Wow.
And we were facing them. And I just, you know, I kind of perceived, well, you know, we're just not on the conveyor belt of life, but, you know, so to speak, because, you know, we're going to be, as we move ahead, as years go by, we're getting closer and closer to, you know, the culmination of our lives. But I saw that as the Lord, when as it says in Joel, you know, that He's going to turn the hearts of the fathers.
Yes.
And, you know, the hearts of the fathers towards the young. And I believe that that's what I'm seeing with that.
Praise God. Mm. Praise God. God isn't finished with us. We're talking about the young people, but God isn't finished with us.
Right.
And we may think, well, I've missed it. I've done this. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my time is over. My anointing is waning. No, that is not the case. God needs us. I'm going to read one more thing and then I'm going to Nanette's going to turn loose. One more thing about the Paul and Silas at the end here. It just says, if you're a child of God, Just get right with God. Mm-hmm. Whatever's hindering you, whatever's holding you back, whatever's keeping you oppressed from letting go and saying, "Woo, I'm off. Your race is off. The race is on." Get right with God. Get God in the problem with you, and you will be victorious. Don't focus on the circumstance. But this is what the truth is: Satan will use circumstances to lie to you. His only power over a believer is deception. He will lie because he's a liar. He will rob you of peace because he's a robber. He will steal your joy because he's a thief. He will kill your hope because he's a murderer. Mm. You must not focus on the circumstances that will eat you up. Focus on the God who can eat up the circumstances. Believe God regardless. The word of God is where we must find strength. So we know it's the goodness of God. It is the word of God that's living and powerful. We have that on our tongues. Mm-hmm. We have that in our hearts, and we need it to come out of our mouths. That's what we need to be speaking to people. The goodness of God, the love of God, praising God for what he's done in our lives, praising God, you know, for what he will do. Just that is what's going to draw the people. We don't have to say anything about their lives or how they're living. Just lift Jesus up. When he's high and lifted up, he draws, he moves, he pours out his spirit. He does the supernatural in their inner being, as we are just available to do the natural through opening our mouths and yielding our lives to him. Praise God.
Amen.
Devil is a liar.
Wow, and you want me to speak after that?
No.
If only you guys can see how much is going on right now. Wow, where do I begin? Where do I begin? Because, you know, the message that I felt that the Lord was giving me, it's in relation to what you are both saying. And it's interesting how he'll, thank you, Holy Spirit, you give us part. You give each mm-hmm. and every one. Yes. And this is what makes it so precious when the body, like ourselves, when we can get together and just share our part, and how it makes sense, and it's clear, and mm-hmm. it's effective, and it's powerful.
Yes.
And I'm just so thankful for you, ladies, and anyway, this opportunity to even just share, right? Share what the Lord gives us every morning, you know, throughout the week and our daily, what we're walking, that we have that opportunity to share it with you guys, just like you guys that are listening have the opportunity to share it with us, you know, by email, you know, by your phone calls. Because remember, it's not about us. It's about the listeners, honestly. It's all about us. We want to hear what you're thinking and saying, what the Lord is saying in your life. And so, you know, you mentioned a point, Deanne, about Hebrews. You know, you brought the word of God being alive and active. And it's interesting, this morning I had started just praying, you know, how you just start praying and the Holy Spirit begins to start highlighting things and showing you where to go in the scriptures. And he took me to Hebrews 4. And this is how it began. He started taking me to the part where it said in number 2, Hebrews 4, 2. It says, those people in the wilderness heard God's good news, just as we have heard it. But the message they heard didn't do them any good, since it wasn't combined with faith. And Karen was mentioning, you know, like, you got to do the word. You got to put action to what we believe. And if we believe what we believe, then we have to go out there and evangelize. Maybe not in the old ways, maybe not to knock down tracks at all or anything like that. Whatever the Holy Spirit is leading you to share the good news to someone, move in that. But here we go. It's saying they were in this wilderness, right? And they were receiving the good news. And just as we hear it, right? But the message they heard didn't do them any good, since it wasn't combined with faith. Okay. And so I stopped there and I started praying, right? And then all of a sudden he took me again about the word of God being alive and active, right? Able to judge the thoughts and will of the heart. That was the emphasis. I am able to judge the thoughts and will of the heart. My sword cuts through soul and spirit, mm-hmm. right? Where the flesh, where God sees all, right? The flesh can't hide.
Yes.
Okay? Your heart can't hide. Everyone and everything is exposed, open to his inspection. And he is the one we will have to explain ourselves to, right? And so it goes on. And then it took me, I'm just sharing like my morning little, you know, time with him. And then he reminded me of a dream my husband had with these three words, very clear: consecration, holiness, and perseverance. And this was a few years back. And my husband rarely dreams, but when he does, I pay attention to it. And literally, he saw those words before him: consecration, holiness, and perseverance. And I felt like the Holy Spirit was telling me it was like a timeline, you know, where the beginning of this time, consecration, the next part of it, holiness, the last part of it, perseverance. And so it took me to Hebrews 6. It's just interesting. So it took me to Hebrews 6, and he highlighted in the beginning, Hebrews 6, 1. So let's push on toward a more perfect understanding. Like, let's push forward to a more perfect understanding. And so this is where it all then made sense. Because I started, we know that we're in a time of harvest and separation. So harvest, the souls are coming. We need to be aware it's about souls right now. It's about souls. It's about souls, right?
Yes, yes.
But then we also have to be aware of the separation that's happening. Okay? And so this separation requires also two things that were highlighted to me: prayer and excellence in spirit.
Amen.
I never talk about that. I don't have that language, like excellence in spirit. Mm-hmm. But it's not only praying that we have to do, is again, action, 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 and action, but in a spirit of excellency. And so I just encourage you guys, because we don't have that much time, but I encourage you guys to dive into the people that Deanne was sharing today that are in the scriptures, and Daniel and Joseph, because they carried an excellency in spirit. Mm-hmm. And they started out being pulled out of their country, right? Their life, their family, okay? Both of them. It's not by chance, right? So both of them were pulled out from this place, right? So they have similarities. They were ripped away from their homeland, their families, and everything they knew. Both were taken to foreign lands to be servants, okay? So they were servants, they were slaves, but they ended up being masters. Mm. And I think that's tied to what it looks like to be kingdom-minded, to be kingdom-minded with the spirit of excellence. And there's so much, but that's like my little, it's a lot. But I feel like it's kind of gathering everything that you ladies are saying as well. And
amen.
So.
Amen. It is. And before we get on to the next subject, let's put the break in right here.
Mm-hmm.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line. There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day. Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Amen. We're back, and we're trying to decide whether to pray right now or pray in a few minutes, because if the Lord is talking about salvation, you know, my mind is on the lost, those that never even heard of Jesus, don't even know about him, never heard about him. And all of us know people who do not know God, or maybe are just not interested in him. But the Lord, as he had given me in this word, tell them to come home. You know, he created each and every one of us. He had a design and a purpose and a plan for each person. So whether people are out there living in sin, living in the pit, whatever they're doing, he still desires for them to come back to him. And it's prayer. Prayer is the thing that brings people into the kingdom. And he wants people to know that the time is short. You know, that there is coming a time when the Lord's going to close the window, so to speak, when the salvation of the Gentiles has come in. I don't know if that's the right terminology for it, but there is a cutoff point where the Lord said, you know, okay, that's, they're all in. Whoever's coming, they're all in. And time to turn it around or do whatever the Lord plans to do. So a lot of times, sometimes people need to be scared into the kingdom. You know, I remember in the 70s when I was hearing the Hal Lindsey and all those things like that, none of that made me interested in God. I had no, I wasn't interested in God, hearing end time stuff and being scared. Scared into the kingdom, scared into salvation. But what touched my heart was, you know, I needed peace in my life. You know, there's a lot of people that do not have peace. I mean, you know, there's many ways that the Lord brings people into the kingdom, and he speaks to each heart differently. Some do need to be scared. Some need to be really screamed at, which is not my method. But, yeah, we just, our hearts need to be towards the lost. And we all have people in our life that we just so much want to see them brought into the kingdom so that they can live in the fullness of what Jesus died to give them.
Amen.
You know, when you think about it, it's sometimes I just get a little bit weepy, you know, when the Lord shows me. I mean, you know, we all have our own issues and stuff, but when he shows us his heart, you know, his heart is in his word. You know, he desires that all men be saved.
Yes.
He desires that those that have received him go the distance and accomplish everything that he has given them to do. You know, and when people stop short of it, you know, because of whatever problems, you know, his heart breaks as well when he sees you just, if you give up and you throw in the towel. But thank God for people that pray and to, get God's ear on individuals. You know, there's a young guy on Instagram that he calls himself the celebrity evangelist. And that's the world that he lives in. And ever since he was little, you know, he would go to all the shows, the comic shows, and if there were things going on, because he wanted to meet some of the celebrities. But he wants to meet them so that he can present Jesus to them. Mm. And so he made himself available. He talks about James Taylor, that he felt like the Lord was alerting him to go to James Taylor, go to one of his shows, and that, you know, bring something for him, you know, whether it was a tract or something, but just get the opportunity to talk to him. So the Lord always opens the door for him. So he said that he had given James Taylor a Bible that had his name engraved on it. Mm, or he said that James Taylor said, you know, if somebody tells me about their religion or whatever, you know, they need to just talk to me about it and, you know, I'll think about it. And this kid was the only one that ever followed up on that. And he ended up giving him a Bible 24 years after James Taylor had said that.
Wow.
And anyway, so he's doing his thing, this young guy, and he's meeting celebrities. But it's with the heart of an evangelist is to get their souls saved and bring them into the kingdom. So we all have our own way of doing it. But the fact is that we've got to do it every day, whatever we're doing in our lives, always thinking, whether you're praying for the lost, or giving to ministries that help with the lost, do something.
Mm-hmm.
Do something.
Amen. We all have a part. We all have a part. The word says in Colossians 1:13 that he has delivered us from the power of darkness and has transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. And we know that also in Colossians 2:15, we know the cross disarmed Satan. And this is where we have the victory. We have all the tools. We have all the truth. We have everything to offer and share the good news. As Nanette said, the good news. Satan has been stripped of his right, power, and authority by the blood of Jesus. We know that in Colossians 2:15, it says, having disarmed authorities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them by the cross. And I just feel like there's a call to salvation right now. Whether you're a prodigal returning, whether you're in Christ but you're lukewarm, kind of on the fence, like afraid to share your faith, afraid to be bold and confess the Lord and his goodness before your neighbors and family, or maybe you've never invited Jesus to come into your heart. We know the Bible says that if we say that we have fellowship with him, 1 John 1:6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light and he is in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. And 1 John 1:9, we know 1 John 1:9 is very, you know, he said that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, no, that's Romans 8:8-10.
Mm-hmm.
If we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, that we can call upon the name of the Lord, we can confess that and be saved. And I just feel like right now, God is asking, he's inviting you once again. He's asking you to come just as you are. Growing up, I remember that in church, they would play that song at the end of service, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. It was a song inviting people to come to the altar and receive the Lord. So God is calling you today, come just as you are. You don't have to do anything. Just come and say, Lord, here I am. Cleanse me, wash me. I want more of you, all of you. I give my life to you. In the name of Jesus, I receive his finished work of the cross. Father, I received your gift of eternal life. Make me a new creation in Christ. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. In the name of Jesus, Father, that I would be born again of the Spirit. God wants us. He needs us. Jesus said, you must be born again of the Spirit. He shared that with, I forgot the guy's name. He shared that with him. He said, you must be born again of the Spirit. So God, we thank you that the blood of Jesus never loses its power. The cross of Christ, where he died and paid it all, never loses its power. God, you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the saving knowledge of Christ. So God, we thank you that over the airways right now, you are ministering love and truth and goodness to everyone listening. And I thank you, Father, that you are drawing them unto yourself, that you would give them a hunger and thirst for righteousness, O God, that they would once again surrender their lives to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they would lay their lives down and just say, God, I want to live for you. Use me, God. Father, that you may use all of us to reach a dark world, to reach a troubled world, to reach a deceived world, a world that is anxious, that is in fear, that is in stress of everything going on and the rumors of World War III breaking out. Father, you are going to use all of this for your good to awaken people and draw them to you. We praise you for what you're doing in this hour, Father, mm-hmm. in the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Jesus. I pray that you get to know Jesus. I mean, when you get to know Jesus, you behold his beauty. When you get to know Jesus, you know the real peace that he gives, not what the world idea of peace is, but he gives you true peace. So he's known as peace. He's known as friend. My prayer is I pray that you will know him as friend. There's no fellowship greater than the fellowship with Jesus and the Father. Oh, I pray that you get to know Jesus, that he is, that you realize that he holds the words that bring life. I pray that you meet Jesus, that he is the healer, that he can heal all your sicknesses and your diseases and your wounds. He can heal any form of disorders, any mental disorder. He can heal and set those captives free. This is Jesus. You know, the fact that Jesus, with those that he called to walk with him, the ones that he called to follow him, these 12 disciples, the same he calls and invites us. And there was this, I just keep getting this beautiful picture of him washing his disciples' feet and telling them that there's no greater one than the one who serves, right? The one who serves, and that he came to serve. Right? He came to serve, and he washed the feet of his disciples. And even when Peter questioned that, and even when Peter said, oh, just wash me completely, like throw the water over my head and every part of my body. And I'm paraphrasing, but you know, he says, oh, once I clean your feet, you're clean. I made you clean. You know, he even did that before he placed himself on the cross. You see, he chose to go on the cross. He wasn't put on the cross by man. Yes, we played a role, but he was willing. Yes. And his blood, I pray that you recognize that his blood forgives you. His blood covers all your sins, every wrongdoing, everything that caused separation with you and the Father. The blood did it all. The blood did it all. The blood placed your name on the Lamb's Book of God to have access both here on earth and entrance to eternity, to heaven with the Father, when you breathe your last breath. Oh, what peace, what assurance. So that is my prayer, that you grow a hunger and a thirst to know Jesus. And then Jesus will open your eyes. Then Jesus will open your ears. Then Jesus will open your understanding. Then. So I pray that you get to know Jesus, your Savior, and that you then make him Lord over your life. In Jesus' name I pray.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And I'm thinking about when, before Jesus left, he said, I'm going to send you a comforter, the comforter, you know, because Jesus couldn't be everywhere once he's gone. So he's sent the promised Holy Spirit, who will abide in us. And the Holy Spirit is ever so willing, when we will yield to him, he will reveal the what's to come. He will reveal to us about our lives. He'll reveal things to us. He's the Spirit of wisdom. And everything that we need, he's our companion in this life. So, he's going to be with you. He'll be in you and he'll be with you in order to, help you along your life's journey. And, it's... I know when I first got saved, I didn't really know that. I wasn't taught that about the Holy Spirit. But, sometimes you feel like you had to duke it out on your own and, that you had to, white knuckle your way into the kingdom. But when we realize that Jesus left the Holy Spirit to help us and that the Holy Spirit will do what the Father tells him. So when we pray, when we ask the Lord, whatsoever we ask for in his name, he'll do it. And when we ask, then the Holy Spirit will help us to believe and give us the strength and grace to move in our life. And he's always with us. Sometimes we forget about the Holy Spirit, and we're not relying upon him. But get with the Holy Spirit today and ask him, should you be out ministering? Should you be out witnessing? What is it that he wants you to do? Maybe you've never asked the Lord, what do you want me to do with my life? We're told, you need to go, preach the gospel and witness and do all this stuff. But how? Lord, how do you want me to do that?
Amen.
Show me how to do it. And he will definitely do that. And again, like Lynette was saying, we don't have to do it in all the conventional ways that we've been taught. Those are wonderful ways of evangelizing and stuff, but the Lord's very creative and his people are very creative. He's a creative God. So, if you have an idea for something that you could use your idea to minister to people, then by all means, go ahead and do that. And even if it sounds kooky or whatever, but a way that you can preach the gospel. There's people doing all kinds of things. But we just encourage you, find out what the Lord wants you to do, because you got to do it. That's the whole basis today. It's get busy doing what he wants you to do. And amen. Don't sit on your hands. Don't wait for somebody else to do something. I know, if you get upset about something, that means that's a good indicator that the Lord wants you to get involved with that. Mm-hmm. If something really bugs you, if something really grates your nerves, and you're like, why doesn't somebody just, they'd be like, hello,
Wow.
So whatever the Lord is speaking to you. But again, it is about serving. It's all about serving. Whatever it is that you do, in word or deed, Amen. Do it as unto the Lord.
Amen.
Because he's the one that you're accountable to. Amen. Mm. Praise God.
You know, I was just, I just keep hearing in my spirit, pray for the lukewarmers. And so, Father God, I just pray for those who that they recognize where they're at with you, yes. That they're willing to face you and to ask you like a loving father would answer their child. That where are they? Where are they right now with you? And Father God, I just pray for the fire of God to meet them.
Yes.
I pray that they will just come out of their comfort zones. I pray so for boldness and courage to just fill them up until they just can't continue to sit in that corner sofa. Yes. Until yes. they can't sit in that pew anymore in the church, where they will begin to feel that fire and that urgency in them. And I just pray that they will no longer be lukewarm, but on fire for you, that they will do whatever it is that they have to do to remain in that fire with you, Lord. If they need to serve, have them serve, whatever it is to cause them to be activated and part of the body and not falling asleep during this time. I pray that you do it, Lord. You know what it's going to take for that individual or those individuals that I'm speaking to now. You know. And so, Holy Spirit, have your way in them. And all you have to do is just surrender and say, do it, Lord. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I don't want to be on a standstill. I don't want to go over and over again that track, that running track, over and over again, getting nowhere with you or with others or seeing a change in my life. Fire of God, meet them today and get them out of their comfort zone. Get them out of that place of sleepiness in yes. Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. I'm hearing come out from among them. Come out from among them, be sanctified and set apart for my use. This is where God is calling us to right now. And in Hebrews 4, the Lord's bringing me to this. We have a high priest.
Amen.
Listen, Jesus knows your pain, your suffering, your feelings of I'm not worthy, I can't do it, I'm not qualified, I'm afraid. Jesus is the high priest, and it says that for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but in every way he was tempted, like we are. Every day we're tempted. And taking us to 53, Isaiah 53, we need to remember 53:3. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid our faces from him, but going down, this is what he did for us. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Yeah. It is finished. It is done. We don't have to feel any guilt or shame. We just need to say, forgive me, God. Forgive me, God, and just take me forward. It's time to move forward. Come out, be sanctified. Say, yes, Lord, I'm willing and available for your service in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. So we are just about out of time. And we just thank you for listening today. We really would like some feedback. You know, go to the website, WCNO.com. And, you know, if the program blesses you, or, you know, if you learned anything, or if you have any questions or comments, feel free to use the prayer request form and let us know what you think. And, you know, because we're just sitting in here, we just see each other. We don't know who's out there.
Yes.
And, but we just thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you to those that have already commented and written and sent us things. We really appreciate you. So praise God, and we will see you next week. Join me again next Friday at 11 a.m. as we bring forth more treasures.